tidy and neat, you know, but he'd say nowadays he just
don't care.
Okay. And if you're not certain about something, you might say, well, I'm just not
sure.
Say the whole thing. I'm not sure. Right. And if a person does something very strange, a boy, you know, you just trying to get him to behave, but you just can't, and you say, I just don't know him do that. I don't know.
Just don't know who taught him to do that or why he does it.
Okay, that's just what I meant. Now, I ask you about going to town. You'd say, have you been to town yet? You say, no, I haven't been yet, but later on I'm
going.
You say the whole thing, huh?
I'm going to town.
All right. And if someone's passing something around the table, you know, let's say some potatoes or something, and they go right past you, you know, your family gathering or something, and you might turn around to somebody and might say, to get some?
I never got none.
Yeah, am I? Would you say, aren't I going to get some, or am I going to get some, or ain't I going to get some? Which sounds more natural to
you? I guess I'd say, ain't I going to get none.
And if a child has been is looking for some clothing, you know, some pieces of, you know, some his clothes, he's getting ready to go outside, and he can't find his clothing, you might find the clothing and say, here's
your coat.
Okay. And well, let's say we're talking about clothes, though, coat and hat and so forth, and say, and you want to put clothes on there, and say, here's
your clothes.
Okay. And you'd say, I don't, speaking of ghosts or something, or hants in the neighborhood, you say, well, I don't think there are any more hants here now, but there
has
some people.
Been.
Some people.
Some people think they are.
All right. And if you think you're right about something, but you're not absolutely certain, you know, you want to check it out with somebody else, and you're telling somebody something, you might look over to him and say, I'm right.
I'm right, ain't I?
Yeah. And you might want to pet a dog, and the dog kind of shies away from you. You say, come here, boy, I hurt you. I hurt you. You want to pet the dog, and you might say, that's all right. Now, I...
Come on, boy.
I hurt you.
I won't hurt you. I pet you a little.
All right. And you say, asked you what you knew about that window being broken. And you'd say, I don't know who broke this. Did you break that window? You'd say, no, it was.
It wasn't broke when I left.
You didn't break it. You'd say, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't broke when I was there.
Someone says, was it you? Was it you who broke the window? And you'd say, no, it...
Sure wasn't me.
Okay. And if someone thanks you, you know, greatly for doing something, like, say, taking something into town or something, you say, oh, that's all right, going to do it anyway. We
like to do.
We plan to do it anyway. We
appreciate doing something for you.
Okay.
Like,
and it really didn't make any difference at all because we were.
We're going.
Okay. And if a boy has been, a child has been spoiled by his parents, you know, and you might say of that boy's neighbor's son, you might say, when he grows up, he'll have his troubles. And you think so, and you say, he's going to have his troubles. And would you say something like, apt is not, or like is not?
Yeah, I'd say it like is not or apt is not, he will.
Okay. And if